Sorry.
You want this question?
Hold on.
So why are you both running, and why are you a good fit?
I mean, I'm running because I think that we can really help out Jesuit and, like, engage the community more, because we've seen, like, a sort of separation between classes, just that gap. Like, I didn't know any of the freshmen or sophomores before we pretty much started this campaign. It's really helped me to see that we really need to engage with all the other classes.
In addition, over the course of the 4 years, Nelson and I feel that there has been a decreasing, almost like, school morale that's been happening. Like, students care less about Jesuit. There isn't that school-to-student connection, that bond, that generations Pat or before us have been experiencing. And Nelson and I hope, with an outside view, because we haven't been student council before, but with an outside view, we can come in, bring some new life into student council, have some new ideas, as well as take from student council's traditions and improve upon Jesuit next year.
And how do you think that that, like, sort of decrease in morale that you speak of, how has it happened, and what are you going to do to solve it?
I mean, it's over the course of at least my time here, I feel like it's happened because of just, like, like tension between it. Like you come to school every day in, day out, and we only have, it's the same thing over and over again, and we only have one day where it's truly a free day, like Ranger Day. Like, that's the only day where you can get excited about Jesuit, and that's one time of the year. Like, that's it.
And that's, like, and the very beginning of the school year.
And then you have the games, but that's not really, that's with the Jesuit athletic program, not the school itself. So we feel like we should integrate more school-based ideas and events, so that way students can participate fully within Jesuit.
What sort of specific things do y'all have planned?
Well, we don't have a name for it yet, but we were just calling it school events. But, like, one thing is, we hope to take a page out of Ursuline's book and bring in food trucks, perhaps, like, a couple of times during the year, so that way students can go out there, buy food. They can have a fun, unique lunch period instead of just going in the cafeteria, having the same lunch over again, as well as we want to bring back the prestige of the Lone Rangers, which, I mean, I believe people before us have tried to do, but it's, we hope to really revive the program itself. And that can be done by lifting some of the restrictions that they have, because I know back in the 60s and 70s, you had the core seniors that everyone knew, everyone loved, and at every game they would take off their shirts and they would be just party animals, getting everyone excited. But nowadays you don't really see that. They just kind of, they're the guys who run the flag. And we hope to bring that renowned sense of the program back to the school, because they're truly the spirit of the student body, and they are what get everyone else, for lack of a better word, hyped or excited about being at a Jesuit event.
So in an ideal Jesuit, how would all the classes interact with each other?
I mean, at least everybody would be able to know each other, not just be random acquaintances in the hall who just see each other every day. Like, everybody knows each other's names, interacts with each other on a regular basis, and is able to get over the "you're a freshman, I'm a senior, let's not talk to each other" thing.
And even so, if you don't know everyone, at least you have that Jesuit bond connecting you all together. Mm-hmm.
School spirit, yeah, type thing, mm-hmm, that we get every Ranger Day. Like, other schools do this with pep rallies, we can just get everybody hyped up about Jesuit in other ways.
And that will create unity between the classes as a whole, together, as well as with each other inside the classes as well.
And Nelson, in your statement, you mentioned the ongoing issues of race. Have y'all thought about how you would want to address that, if you do want to address it?
I mean, we've had diversity days and everything, but, like, they weren't as engaging as the diversity, like, club has been wanting them to be. So I think just having more of those, possibly, and more, like, school-wide events where everybody can actually engage, rather than just having a one-sided discussion or, like, a lecture type thing, we could just have more community involvement in that.
And how do you think you guys could motivate the rest of the school community around these things to participate more in the school and build more unity?
I mean, obviously with the, like, Jesuit events thing, we can get more.
We need a better name for it.
But we can get more people to just, for lack of a better word, be forced to, like, to, like, start participating more in Jesuit, and, like, be able to just engage and see how fun that is. Because I know, like freshman year, the games were such a big thing. Everybody would go to every game. But now it's just slowed down, and like you'll go to the first game and that's it.
In addition, I mean, I don't want to seem pessimistic, but with the amount of change that we could do for everyone here at Jesuit now is very limited. However, with the new incoming freshmen, it's the senior class that sets the tone for the overarching freshman class as they go through their 4 years. Nelson, I hope that with next year's as us as student council president and vice president, we can show that freshman class and invigorate them with school spirit that they will carry on throughout their time at Jesuit, and as a result, carry it on to them afterwards, or to Jesuit classes after them.
And finally, what makes your ticket unique for the voters?
We do want to change the downstairs A-hallway bathroom into a student one, because that's two faculty bathrooms are on top of each other. Yeah, so we don't have to walk a mile to go pee. Nelson and I just offer that outside perspective to student council, as well as that we have a very wide range of opinions and viewpoints, like because he does crew and I do rugby, and that's what, like, over 100 kids over all four classes who we can get opinions from and ideas from as well. And we're both very charismatic people, and we can go out and get individually opinions and viewpoints from students as well.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.